Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Keeping Real with Sierra Bray. I am your host, Sierra, resourceful mindset guide, and I'm so excited to be featuring another episode here on my podcast. And today I really wanted to talk about some changes that I've actually made and how important it is to listen to the information that your intuition to divine guidance gives to you, and how you need to use that information as quickly as possible to adapt, to pivot, and to move forward into more of your purpose. So as you may have heard, or as you may have known, I hopped onto the Patreon wagon a couple weeks ago, and I really wanted to provide valuable content to all of you in an accessible way that was also affordable, so that when I eventually, soon actually, launch my coaching programs, there won't be an issue if someone, you know, wants to still gain access to certain content, but maybe isn't just quite ready to jump into a coaching program or into a community program that I am creating. And so Patreon was a really good resource for me because I could create kind of that platform, the membership style platform that would provide you with different resources that you needed depending also on your budget. So I had, you know, different levels that you could purchase. But what I found with Patreon, and you know, I do think that it is a great resource for a specific type of creator, a specific type of developer, but for me it just was too confining and restricting for what I really wanted to do long term and in the future. And I felt like if I moved a lot of information onto Patreon, it would be very difficult for me to create, you know, future programs or you know, be able to take things off of Patreon moving forward. And so I had to kind of decide if Patreon was going to be the resource I was going to use. And it was really awesome. It was such an awesome experience because I was a little bit confused, a little bit overwhelmed, but I was also putting a lot of pressure on the decision-making process if I should stay on Patreon or if I should go off of Patreon. And in one of my latest IGTV videos, I talk a lot about detachment and how sometimes when we attach ourselves to the outcome or to the process or to the end goal or the result or whatever we're looking to do, it causes a lot of resistance, and you're not getting the information, you're not getting to the goal that you want to get to. Or maybe you do get to the goal, but again, there's still resistance, there's still lack, there's a lot of just like confinement with whatever you're working on. And when we put that pressure on ourselves, it can really stop us from, you know, free flow thinking, from gaining access to our intuition, to seeing possibilities in other ways. Sometimes, you know, we get very tunnel vision and we don't think outside of that. So there's a lot of issues when we attach ourselves to, you know, what's next or what am I going to do? Am I going to get off of Patreon? Am I going to create something else? So there was a part of me too, you know, when I had published the platform and I was like, okay, I'm going to be on Patreon. There was like this kind of resistance, not resistance, actually, I would say more of just like, what word am I trying to say? Like maybe, anticlimactic. So when I pressed published, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm so excited. I'm so stoked for this. You know, I can't wait to, you know, talk about this all the time. It was more just like, okay, so what now? Like, you know, it was very anticlimactic. And with that as like kind of a sign looking back, you know, I should have kind of realized that something was not right. But obviously we have to try things. I'm a huge advocate for trial and error and trial and learning and dipping your toe into the water and seeing how you feel, seeing what you can come up with. And if you have to adapt, pivot, change, you know, do it. That's fine. You know, we're always learning. And we, as humans, I find that there's a lot of conditioning and a lot of judgment when it comes to people wanting to change or adapt or pivot or, decide differently. And there's like this weird, like, no, you can't do that. And no, I completely disagree. I think there's so much amazing opportunity when we are aware that things can change, that we are aware things can be adapted, when things can be pivoted. And it opens so many more doors of opportunity if you have that mindset that things could potentially change and you're okay with that. And if we listen to that, more abundance comes our way, more opportunity comes our way. So that was definitely a red flag. But once, you know, I had hit publish and I kind of left it for a couple days, I started to think more about it. And my partner, Mike, had signed up just to see kind of on the user side of it. And we realized that I would have to post all of the content, all of the resources, all of the things that I wanted to post basically through Patreon. And I really just didn't like that user face. I didn't like how I had to confine and restrict myself from solely just using Patreon. And I didn't like the fact that people would have to like kind of log into Patreon and follow along on Patreon. Like, it's another app to use. It's another, you know, website to use. And I just didn't want that. So I made the executive decision to get off of there, and I deleted my account and, you know, move forward. But before I even had did that, I was trying to figure out, you know, how can I continue with a platform moving forward? How can I inspire, impact, and help people tap into their inner resources? And I started to think about my past experiences and all the things that I've participated in when it comes to meditation, yoga, retreats, going to like one day events, hosting events. I've hosted a 2-day conference and I've learned a lot from that, from the hosting side of it, and also kind of participating in some of the speaking, you know, engagement and the panels and everything like that. I've always been learning and growing spiritually and through personal development and self-help, and I've been meditating for many years. I've been journaling for many years. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, a way to help and empower and impact people to tap into their inner resources, but also use my resources to provide more support and provide more information and help guide. And, you know, I recently made the decision that I don't really want to be called a coach. I want to be called a guide, because I feel like coaching is very, again, restricted, very confined. When you use the word coach, you instantly think of a specific person or a specific type of person or a program that maybe you participated in. And it's very like inside of a box, I find, anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. For anyone that's listening that doesn't think that, let me know, because that's totally okay. But from my experiences, and you know, this kind of a side note to what I'm talking about, but I was talking to a person on Instagram who I'm really interested in their coaching program, because, and they don't call it a coaching program. They actually call it a journey. We're going on a journey together. And I love that. And I've been really interested in this person's work for a really long time. And I've been interested in, you know, signing up for some one-on-one work and really just helping me step into my fullest potential and, you know, helping me connect spiritually even more than I already am. And I do believe everyone, even people that are coaches, guides, mentors, you know, whatever your title is, even those people need support and help and resources and coaches and guides and mentors. Like, we all need it. And I think it's awesome when, you know, when your guide or your mentor has also a guide and a mentor that they can lean on to help them just become a, you know, help them become more real in themselves and connect more into their roots and stuff like that. So I was watching this woman. Her name is actually Katie Wilkin, and she's really great. And so I was looking at her IGTV, and she had talked about coaching and how what her opinion on coaching was and how stuffy it is, and you know, everyone's trying to, you know, teach the five steps to this, you know, get five steps to your perfect life, and you know, sign up here for 10 steps to heal all your wounds. And you know, she was talking about the language that some coaches use and the perfect photos and the perfect filters, and that's fine. I have no problem with anyone who does that. I think we all have a purpose here on this planet, and we all have to connect into what that is. But I could really relate to what she was saying, because I felt that way. I felt like I wasn't gaining the mentorship and the coaching and the guiding that I needed from the people that I have worked with in the past, or the people that I have followed in the past, because it wasn't aligned with my values and my core beliefs. And you know, as I grow, as I wake up, as I am, you know, becoming my real self, I want to be mentored. I want to be guided by someone that is also like that. And you know, so with all that said, and you know, she also was talking about, you know, like certain things being a certain way, and how like we have to have it this way. Like you have to use this software, and you have to use this program, and you have to have a sales funnel, and you have to have all this stuff. But you don't have to fall into the trap of being like everybody else. And that's something that I'm really passionate about, is being your real self, tapping into who your real self is and tapping into your inner resources to find that real self that you truly are, and breaking through that judgment. So when I was listening to that IGTV, I was really inspired and empowered, and thought, you know what? I can do this my own way. I can create what I want to create, and I don't need to be like everybody else. And it just gave me that fire to create what I want to create the way I want to create it. And that is okay. If I want to change something 500 times because I'm getting that much closer to what I'm supposed to be doing on this planet, then that is great. And going back to the whole, you know, label of coach, guide, mentor, there is definitely, you know, a specific stereotype, I would say, around the word or label or title coach. But that doesn't mean that you can't be a coach or you can't call yourself a coach. It's completely whatever feels good for you. But when I was doing a lot of reflecting and digging, I realized that coach just wasn't fitting for me. I am more free-spirited, more free-flowing, more about, you know, the person's journey, and me being just there to guide and support. And yes, a coach is doing that, but for me, it just didn't connect. There was a disconnect when I was using the word coach, and there was actually this weird kind of resistant feeling of using the word coach. I felt like when I said I'm a coach, it just didn't come off the tongue properly. It just didn't feel good to me. So that's why I'm saying guide now, because I do feel like I'm guided. I do feel like I'm guiding, and I do feel like I'm a guide. And it's so funny, because now even talking about this, I think about how I was a girl guide for like over 13 years, and how that really helped me tap into my resourcefulness, and how I used girl guides as a way to make friends and to connect with like-minded women and girls. And it just was so powerful in my childhood to be a girl guide and to go into nature and to learn how to tie certain knots and to make a campfire and cook my meal on that campfire. Like, all of those things are so ingrained in my roots, and it's so cool now that I'm making that connection of I was a girl guide for that long, and that really helped me stem into my resourcefulness, and now I'm calling myself a guide. So I really love that now that I'm kind of having that epiphany. But with that being said, moving forward, I really wanted to create a program that or a platform that people could come to and feel good and also feel real, feel in flow, feel like they could be who they are for an hour. Like, that's really what I wanted to create. And I didn't know how I was going to create it, because before I was just going to do, you know, content, newsletters, videos, and I'm still going to do all of that because I really enjoy doing that. And I know, you know, some people don't really like participating in programs or classes or whatever, but this is really exciting for me. So I wanted to create something, but I didn't know what. And I was putting on so much pressure. Like I was saying before, I was putting so much pressure on myself. So what I did is I took time to detach from the outcome, to detach from what it is I'm supposed to be doing and, you know, what this platform looks like. And I went over to my angel card deck and I said, what am I supposed to know right now? Like, what do I need to know? And I pulled a card. I don't remember what the card was. I did write it down in my journal, but I don't have it here with me right now. And it basically said, you are on the right path and you just need to have a little bit more patience because the answers are coming. And I went, oh my gosh, okay, then that's what I need to do. I need to have more patience. I need to trust that, you know, the answers are going to come up. And I kid you not, about 5 minutes later into journaling after doing my angel card reading, the answers were there. The answers had come up and I was so excited. And I turned to Mike and I said, oh my gosh, I think I figured it out. And he's like, what? And I said, the platform. I said, I'm getting off Patreon, because at this time I knew I was getting off Patreon, but I didn't delete the account at that time. And I said, I'm deleting Patreon and I know what I'm going to do. And he said, what? And I said, I'm going to host virtual classes. And I'm going to impact and empower people to feel like their real selves for 1 hour. And he said, okay, what does that entail? And I said, movement, visualization, meditation, and journaling. Everything I love to do, everything that encompasses and embodies who I am, is tied into those four words. And I have worked very hard to learn a lot about those things and how powerful those four components are for our life, for our everyday life, for our, you know, for our energy, for our mindset, for our mental health. So it was honestly perfect. It felt so good and I connected with it immediately. And I knew right when I had that thought, I got to execute this like pronto. So the next day I got up and I sat down and I started journaling and I thought, okay, what does this look like? How am I going to execute this? And, you know, what feels good. And so I just started writing and started figuring it out. And it is now live on the website, so you can go check it out. And the first class is going to be, let me just get the date here because I don't want to just tell you a day if you are listening to this. So the first class is going to be on the 19th of August. And I'm so excited about it because this is really tied into my roots. It's really tied into everything that I love talking about and love, you know, sharing with all of you. So it's going to be an hour-long class. There is no judgment, no expectations. There's no right or wrong. There's no confinement restrictions. You know, a lot of class. Sorry, my dog Bunny's getting very comfy in her little crate here. You know, a lot of classes I've taken are very structured, and there's nothing wrong with structure. Structure can be really good, but I sometimes just need a class that isn't structured. I need a class that, you know, is gonna let me just do my thing, but also guide me and give me kind of that timeline of, okay, now it's time to do this, now it's time to do that, and now it's time to do this. And I have been craving this type of opportunity, and I really wanted something that people could do at their house that could feel really good. They can spend the hour for themselves and really connect to what's going on in their world. If they're feeling sad, if they're feeling happy, if they're feeling excited, if they're feeling depressed, if they're feeling anxious, like, this class will really help you understand kind of what's going on. And I'm not there to get it out of you. I'm not there to talk to you, you know, talk you, like telling you to talk about what's going on. I'm there to guide you to tap into those inner resources and help you through movement, visualization, meditation, and journaling to understand what's going on, or to understand your intentions, or to understand, you know, what you may be experiencing in that moment, or maybe you're going through some kind of healing, or maybe you're going through some kind of celebrating, you know, something very exciting has happened. So each class will be different. There is going to be a different intention, a different theme for each class, but no matter what the intention or the theme is, you're going to make it the way that you want to make it. You're going to show up the way that you want to show up and lean in as much as you want. And be able to work through whatever you're working through. So if you are coming to the class feeling kind of sad, I'm going to help you or guide you through movement to express that sadness, to maybe get the sadness out. Maybe you just needed, you know, 20 minutes of movement to feel better, to allow yourself to just like sit in the sadness. And if, you know, you start to cry, that's totally okay. If you start to dance fast, that's okay. If you start to dance slow, that's okay. It is what you make of it. It is all about you. It has nothing to do with me. I am just guiding you. I am just kind of saying, this is what we're going to be doing. I want you to put your spin on it, your flair on it, your passion onto it. So it's really going to be for anyone, and I'm really excited about that. And I do want to make this very accessible. And even if you are someone that is identifying with a disability, if you are not able-bodied and you can't, you know, if you're in a wheelchair or you have a broken arm or, you know, whatever your circumstances are, we can make it work for you. And again, this is not a dance class. This is not a choreographed or fitness structured class. This is about using what you have, using your resources, using your inner resources to tap into your real self. So if you are someone in a wheelchair, come in your wheelchair and move your body as much as you can. Move your hands if you can. Move your head if you can. If you can't move anything, that's okay. Just feel the music. You know, there's so many different ways that you can tap into this, and I want to make it accessible for everyone. If you're someone that can only move their arms, that's totally okay. If you're someone that can only move your head, that's okay. If you're someone that can only move your legs, that's great. You can move around with your legs. This is about what's best for you. This is what feels good for you. And there's no dress code. There is no, like I said, no expectations, no judgment, no right or wrong. It is how you want to express yourself, and I am just going to guide you. There are going to be guided movements. So I do have a really cool couple of ideas to help you kind of express what's going on through the form of doing certain movements. And I'm just going to take a cup glass of water here. I feel a little scratchy in my throat right now. Excuse me. I'm going to be having, you know, I've created some guided opportunities, but they will be accessible. So again, if you're someone in a wheelchair, if you're someone that is not fully able-bodied, I will have an opportunity for you to do different movements. But again, if you're someone that is seeing the movements, or, you know, I'm telling you what the movements are, and you're not comfortable with doing the movements, you're not comfortable with moving that part of your body, you can take it to whatever direction feels good for you. It's going to be a lot more of feeling and visualizing and tapping into yourself and what feels good. So I'm really stoked about this. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm pumped. When it comes to the meditation and journaling, I love meditating. I've done so many different types of meditation. I've done guided meditation. I've done music, or meditating with music. I've done silent meditation. I've done a lot of different types. And so each class will be different just depending on the theme and the intention behind it. And that will be a little bit guided. But again, if it doesn't feel good or you want to do something else, you know, feel what your body is telling you. Listen to your intuition as I'm guiding you through it. And then journaling is going to be just, I'm going to be providing you with some prompts. I'm going to be asking questions. I'm going to invoke some inspiration for you so that you can feel good about journaling. I know so many people that either crave journaling, want to journal, don't journal, or like kind of journal, but just don't know how. They feel, you know, confused. They don't know what to write. They don't know what to say. So I really want to help everyone that attends to be able to journal during this hour. And, you know, if you journal during this hour and don't pick up your journal until the next class, that's totally fine. But if this, you know, this exercise empowers you to continue to journal, that's awesome too. So I just want to provide you with the resources to tap in again to your inner resources, tapping into your intuition, tapping into your faith, tapping into your trust, tapping into your manifesting resource, tapping into all the different things that we have the opportunity to tap into. So again, I'm so excited. This feels so good, and I'm really pumped about this. And I do have some future plans to build up on it. And eventually I would like to see this in a different, not different. I would like to see this in, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, and that's okay. But there are plans to do some more stuff with around this kind of opportunity, this kind of style of class, this kind of platform. So if you're interested in this, if this is calling you, if you're getting inspired by this, if you're, you know, if your intuition is like, ooh, yeah, you need this, I am offering right now a 7-day free trial. So you basically will get access, depending on when you sign up, you'll get access to 2 classes. So there's 2 classes, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Wednesdays is in the afternoon, in the evening, and Saturdays is in the morning. So it gives you the opportunity, if you're someone that works, then you can attend Saturday morning. If you can't attend Saturday morning, you can attend Wednesday night, but there are different opportunities there for you. And I've also included a membership model. So if you're someone that's like, heck yes, I need this, and I need this every week, you can sign up. There's a membership for you. You can sign up. You'll get 4 classes a month. You can pick what classes work best for you. If you're someone that's like, I need this twice a week, I also have unlimited classes, and I'm going to be offering some more things down the road. So if you were to sign up for a membership and I were to add things to it, you will be kind of like grandmothered in and have access to those things. And if you're someone that's like, well, you know, I just want to do 1 class a month, or, you know, maybe this will be kind of my special treat every month, I have an opportunity for you there. So there's a membership. It's 3 months long. It's for a first time membership holder. The first week is free. And then, each month will be $15. You'll get 1 class, a month, and it's a commitment of 3 months, which is really great. So, that's our first timer. And then if you're someone that's like, maybe like every other week, I just want to attend like maybe twice a month. I don't really know what, like, I like this, but I just can't commit the time right now, then there's a membership for you there with twice a month. So there's lots of opportunity. I also have a drop-in class. So if you just want to come for one class and see if you like it, that's totally fine. But there is that 7-day free trial with the membership. So if you do like the 70, if you do, you know, love the free trial, you can always continue with your membership. So lots of options, lots of opportunity for anyone who is experiencing any kind of budget or has any kind of budget. But also you want to think about this as an investment into yourself, into your mindset. And it's going to feel really, the first class will might feel a little uncomfortable, but trust me that when you start to commit to it, it's going to feel really good. And I do think you're going to be able to tap into those inner resources and strengthen your intuition, strengthen your faith, strengthen your trust, and strengthen all the other resources that I will be talking about over the course of the classes. So again, I'm pumped. Like it feels so good, and it feels so good to talk about it. So that's why I know I'm on the right track with this. And joining Patreon was not a bad decision, and it was not a wrong decision, and I don't regret it because it led me to this. It led me to this opportunity. So if I never would have taken action on Patreon, I would never be here in this position, which is so crucial. And that's why listening to your intuition is so important, because it will take you to places. And sometimes it'll take you to a place where you're like kind of confused and not sure why it's taking you there. But then you realize that for you to get to where you are or to get to that place, it was guiding you to another place, which is really exciting. And I also will be talking a lot about that in the classes, and how to tap into your intuition, how to strengthen your intuition, because I do believe it is kind of that muscle inside of us. And we first have to start, you know, unconditioning ourselves, rewiring our mindset, and trusting the fact that our intuition is giving us valuable information. It is communicating with us and providing us with information that is to help us become our highest self and our real self. So yeah, that is what I had to talk about today. I really am so grateful for everyone that has been so patient and has supported me this far and has been listening to all the podcasts. I've been looking at all the analytics, and it's so exciting actually seeing people listening to the Keeping Real podcast and engaging and sharing it on their profiles on Instagram. And so that I'm just so grateful for. And I'm so grateful for also being able to provide you with this resource, provide you with this class. And it is on the website now, so you can actually check it out on the Sierra and Mike website. If you visit my Instagram, the link is right in my bio. But if you go to sierraandmike.com/feelreal, so FEELREAL, it will take you right to the page. You can learn about it. You can see the memberships. You can see the drop-in class. And if you do follow me on Instagram, I'll be sharing so much more information about it over the next while. And I'm hoping to do a video of the actual class, just so you can kind of get an idea of what to expect. So yeah, if you are interested, I would love to have you join the Feel Real class. And like I said, it's really going to be about you. It's going to be about you, and I'm just going to be guiding you and providing you with steps to take to get to a point of where you need to be. And that is up to you. Where you need to be is up to you. It's up to your intuition. It's up to your higher plan. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just kind of that guide. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I am available on Instagram through direct message. You can also email me at keepingrealwithsierra@gmail.com. And I hope everyone has an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure to stay tuned for the next episode. If you do subscribe or follow me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you will be notified for when the next episode comes out. And if you're feeling really generous, please give me a review and let me know how you feel or think about the podcast. And feel free to give me a star rating as well. Again, I hope everyone has an amazing day, and thank you so much for tuning in, and remember to keep being real.